All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
Midweek version of Minnesota Today. It is Wednesday, October 27th. I'm Kathy Worzer. Stories we're following include a police investigation into another shooting in Minneapolis. There was a triple shooting yesterday afternoon near 18th and Chicago. Two boys and a man were hurt, but the injuries are not life-threatening. Police say the gunshots came from a moving vehicle. A judge has ordered two Twin Cities rental companies and their officers to pay $736,000 to nearly two dozen women over allegations that one landlord pressured the tenants for sex to avoid eviction. The primary defendant, 70-year-old Reese Pfeiffer, is banned from managing property in the future. In a lawsuit filed by the U.S. Justice Department last year, Pfeiffer was accused of various acts of sexual harassment as far back as 2009 and continuing well into 2020 toward the female tenants. New campaign finance reports show that property owners raised and spent more than $4 million in an effort to defeat rent control proposals in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Matt Sepik reports.
If Minneapolis voters approve Amendment 3, rent control would not take effect immediately, but it would free the city council to regulate rents. The St. Paul measure would limit increases to 3% a year. The Sensible Housing Ballot Committee, which opposes rent control, raised and spent more than $4.3 million in the last 3 months, far more than any other candidate or issue committee. Donors include many Twin Cities property owners, as well as the National Association of Realtors and the National Apartment Association. Home to Stay Minneapolis, which supports rent stabilization, raised around $350,000 in the same period. 46% of Minneapolis voters polled early last month said they support rent regulation, 39% opposed it, and 15% were undecided. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
In other news, there's a legislative hearing today on more than two dozen bills aimed at changing state liquor laws. Tim Pugmire explains.
The long list of bills includes such proposals as loosening the rules for beer growler sales, allowing distilleries of any size to operate cocktail rooms, and adjusting Sunday sales hours. DFL Representative Zach Stevenson, the chair of the House Commerce Committee, said his goal is to have a significant liquor bill next session, and he wants all the ideas on the table. Stevenson said he's responding to concerns he heard while traveling the state.
We're going to try and do something to help the really small breweries and distilleries. That's kind of the priority.
Stevenson said he wants to hear from all sides during the hearing, which is expected to last several hours. I'm Tim Pugmire.
There are about 350 shipwrecks at the bottom of Lake Superior, and three of them have recently been discovered near the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. All date back to the late 1800s, and they are in the vicinity of Grand Marais, Michigan. According to WDIO-TV in Duluth, the discoveries were made after the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum's underwater research team mapped areas where ships were reported lost and then searched the areas using the group's 50-foot research vessel. Sports, the Wild beat the Vancouver Canucks last night 3-2. They improved to 5-1 on the season. Timberwolves tip off against the defending NBA champion Bucks tonight in Milwaukee. Wolves have won two of their first three games of the season. Regional weather forecast today, wet. Showers, maybe a little bit of thunder. Highs will be in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Rain tonight around the region, lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Guess what? More rain tomorrow, but slowly ending from west to east tomorrow. Highs, generally speaking, will be in the lower 50s. Looking for more news right now? Of course, we can help you with that. You can go to nprnews.org, check out our news stream. We also have the news app you can download. Tell your smart speakers to play NPR News, or you know what to do. Turn on the radio, listen that way. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Worzer.